anyone ever spoken to you about setting goals for yourself, Tony? Hey, to each his own.
11 past 6.
You're with Simon Marty.
ABC Radio Sydney.
You know, around about this time every morning, we like to find out what people get up to in the Great Escape. That means, what do they do to push the pressure of work aside? Well, today, underwater rugby. What? Underwater rugby. It's true. It's a real sport. It involves tackling, and it's got a ball like a rugby ball. But other than that, there's very few similarities, unless you've seen your favourite team on the pitch with snorkels, goggles and flippers. That's what you need to do. Get your goggles on for this morning's great idea outdoors and find out more about underwater rugby to tutor us through it. From UNSW's underwater rugby team, Gonzalo Diaz. How are you, Gonzalo?
Yeah, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm not bad. It's very early. It's very cold. I would imagine you're not heading off to play underwater rugby right now.
No. No, but it's never too early to play underwater rugby.
Is it really rugby?
Not really. It is. I don't know. It's probably one of the problems we have with the sport. It's just the name.
Yeah.
It is not like rugby. It is completely different. The only reason the similarity is that we tackle each other. We can throw the ball forward. It doesn't have to be all the time, but it was as normal rugby.
I'm looking at footage on YouTube, and it really is quite like there's people wrestling and grappling underwater.
Yeah, pretty much. So the sport is all played underwater, so the ball has to be under the water at all times. You can go take a breath with the ball, but as long as the ball is just in the water. There are two baskets on the floor, and then the idea is just to put the ball inside the basket.
So the basket is on the floor of this pool underwater?
Yes. We play in a diving pool.
Yep.
The depth of the pool could be between 3.5 meters and 4 meters.
Because I was going to ask, if you played in a conventional pool, wouldn't it be to one player's advantage to have the shallow end?
Yes, but I know it's even rougher when you play in a shallow pool. We play in a deep pool, which is the game is much easier.
And you're using a snorkel and goggle. There's no aqualung or anything like that. You've got to hold your breath. Is that right?
Yes. We hold our breath. However, it's not like you have to hold your breath as long as you can. It's a really dynamic sport. So the idea is just to go up and down as many times as you can with really short recovery time. So we dive for average 10 to 15 seconds max. However, and you have to go on surface and then take maximum 2 to 3 breaths and then back again. So that's one of the problems that people as soon as they hear the name of the sport and then they say, oh my god, I cannot hold my breath for that long. But it's not actually that long. We have to, it's not like you have to hold your breath for forever.
So do you need a good set of lungs?
I think that you have to have a really good cardio.
Uh-huh.
And then, as I just mentioned before, your recovery time has to be as minimal as possible. But, no, you don't have to hold your breath forever.
Wow. We're talking underwater rugby. There's a UNSW team. Let's go drill down. So, apart from the snorkel, the mask and flippers, what else do you need to play underwater rugby?
Your swimmers.
Yeah.
we also use a cap. Similar to the one used for water polo.
Okay.
To protect the ears.
And the ball, what's that like? What's the ball like?
It's a round ball. It's a completely different shape than the conventional rugby.
And
it's a round one.
Is it buoyant? Does it float or does it sink?
It sinks. It sinks. It's filled with water and salt. And it weighs about 3 to 3.5 kilograms, depending on the gender. If it's a girl, it's lighter. If it's a man, it's heavier.
And so men and women can play it. What about the positions? Are they similar to rugby as well?
No, we, so it's six people per team at the water of the tap. We go forward, defender, and goalie. The goalie lies on top of the basket.
Yeah.
His back is just covers the whole of the basket. We got a defender which sits underneath the basket, and then the forward just moves around trying to catch the ball.
So it's sort of a combination of basketball, soccer, and rugby, all played at the bottom of a 50-meter Olympic pool.
Yeah, pretty much. Sometimes we think that it looks more like the basketball rather than rugby.
Do you still have referees?
Yeah, we do. We have three.
Three referees?
Yeah, there's two in the water using scuba diving gear, and then one on the surface.
Wow, so your referees do, so they're under the water the whole time because they've got the scuba gear?
Yes, they do.
So, okay, a lot of the action's happening underwater. How do spectators work?
Yeah, that's probably one of the issues we have because unfortunately we don't have any underwater friendly pools. But what we do is we put cameras on top on the surface and then big screens and then people can watch it live.
Wow.
All the ways there is always you can jump in the water if you want. There's always an next spectator line if you wish just to watch the game from underwater.
Oh, so you can be in the pool on a sideline. There's a sideline in the pool as well.
Yeah, there is. There is one line available for ex-spectators.
Wow. So how often do you play these matches? And how many matches would be played in Sydney on a weekend?
So we train. We train four times a week. So we train on Tuesdays, Victoria Park, from 5:30 to 7. That's only for that's the women's team.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, we play at UNSW, 8 to 9:30. We play on Thursday, Leica, Aquatic Center, 6:30 to 8 p.m. And then Sundays, Leica, 11 to 1:30. So we train, we do some tactics, and then we play for games for about 1 hour. So, yeah, it could be a long game, or we stop two, three times, so depending on the day, how many people turn out.
You take it seriously, don't you?
Yes, indeed. We are training to go to Berlin, so we got in November to competition in Berlin. And UNSW team won nationals competition a month ago in Adelaide, and we're going to go and represent Australia as a club in the most important competition in the world, we call it Champions Cup.
And how do you feel about that? How do you think Australia rates on the world stage in underwater rugby?
It is a really young sport in Australia, so it only started 10 years ago, and then we're still far away from the top countries, the oldest Scandinavian countries, Germany and Colombia, they just were far away from, but we're getting there, with more people involved. Now we have, national-wise, we have about 250 players, I'll say. And then, you know, Aussies, we are really strong swimmers, so we try to get involved as many people as we can. Ex-swimmers, rugby, like conventional rugby players, for any reason they cannot play anymore, they have probably some injuries, so
yeah.
This is the sport they can try.
Because it's low impact, isn't it?
It is low impact, so it's, yeah.
19 past 6 on ABC Radio, Sydney. Gonzalo Diaz is with us. He's with the University of New South Wales underwater rugby team, who, as you heard, off to Berlin in November to compete on the world stage. It began in Germany, but you picked it up in Colombia, is that right?
So, yeah, it started in Germany in the early 70s. So the scuba divers, they were trying to find a way how to keep themselves fit during winter. So they just threw a ball in the water and then started playing. So, and ever since then, I started playing in Colombia about 15 years ago, but it started in Sydney. One girl from, she went to Sweden for an exchange program, and then she started playing in Sweden. She brought a ball we had and then started playing here 10 years ago.
Wow, it's fascinating. It sounds as though open to both women and men, and also, as long as you swim and you've got good top muscles, anybody can really do it.
Absolutely. We are happy to everyone is more than welcome. We are a really inclusive team. We got both genders. We got players from all different ages group, from teenagers to family members, different backgrounds, different nationalities. So everyone is more than welcome. If you feel comfortable in the water, just give it a go.
So you've got a website?
We do have a website. We got a Facebook fans page. We got an Instagram. So just look for UNSW Underworld Rugby, and then we're going to be there. So you only have to come along. If you have any gear, we're more happy to lend some gear.
Gonzalo, that's amazing. It's been fantastic to find out about it. We'll follow you because I want to find out how you go in Berlin. So stay in contact, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll speak to you before you head over, and then whilst you're actually in Berlin would be fantastic. But for the moment, thanks for getting up so early on a Saturday morning to tell us all about underwater rugby.
Never is too early for underwater rugby.
Gonzalo Surma, the Az on ABC Radio Sydney. Up next, we're going to go boating.
Drive, gun control.